Blog Talk Radio.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you this morning. We had our instructions.
Yeah.
Well, God bless all of you, and thank you for joining us on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We welcome you from all over the world and on the blog line from all directions and from every church affiliation and church denomination and people from all walks of life. We do welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God that people are coming together all across the country. Amen. People have realized that it has been the trick of the enemy to keep God's people separated and fighting among each other. We're better together. And on top of that, together we stand and divided we fall. Thank God for you and you. If we trace our heritage all the way back, we'll find out that we're all brothers and sisters, coming from Adam and Eve, and God has been so good to us. Let's work together. Let's work together in the name of the Lord. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We do rejoice and we're glad in it, and we do enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Let's thank him, and go to God in a word of prayer, and then we'll have our praise time. Heavenly Father, you are the maker of all things. And you're so good and so kind and so wondrous and so amazing and so astounding. We thank you and we praise you for all things. Thank you for those who have come today, even for those who are even busy on the line. I just thank you for all things. We ask that you would bind the devil who comes to bring distractions and disruptions. We ask that you touch the people on this prayer line and, Lord, move in their souls and their hearts and their minds in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you heal sick bodies. I know you as a healer. You healed me many times. And so many others can testify that you are the ultra awesome healer. Thank you. And you are the ultra-awesome Savior. God, you save people. Sometimes people think that their son or their daughter has been lost because they see no activity toward you, Lord. But thank you, because you show that you're working all the time. And when they seem like they're the farthest away, perhaps they're the closest. Thank you for saving our children and for saving our loved ones in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we lift you up this morning. We give you the praise and all the glory belongs to you. Stretch out your mighty hand over the people. And God, when you stretch out your mighty hand, all kinds of spectacular things happen. Lord, we appreciate everything that you've done so far and what you're doing. Now, bless, 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 bless. We give you the praise and the adoration shall be thine. We ask all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus and for the glory of God. And may I ask you, Lord, I pray that you bless in the ultra awesome way on Thursday night as we come together for the family and friends night for you, God. And I know you'll show up. And not only that, I know that you're going to do something spectacular and bless. Lord, thank you for it in advance. We praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of y'all.
Good morning
to you. Good morning to you. Let's speak to the Lord. I'm room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yeah, let's go into our praise. Amen. Let's praise Him from our hearts and minds. You know, when I open up the praise, sometimes we find out that people can only praise Him for 10 seconds. We're training and teaching on this line that He deserves more praise than that. And so join us, and we won't, you know, it's not a long time, we praise Him. But stay in there, and then don't let the enemy get tired of praising God. That's the devil. That's his plans from the beginning, to stop people from praising God. Don't let you be one. Don't allow yourself to be one of those persons that the enemy stops from. Oh, I got that message. Amen. Don't be one of the ones that the enemy stops from praising God. All right, let's praise Him. Praise check, everybody. That means all of you come in, open your voices, and give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keeping us alive, and I thank Him for saving me, and I thank Him for the song that come to me this morning. It says, clear the line before you call. If you want to get an answer, just clear the line before you call. So I thank the Lord for the prayer, because we can pray and ask God to help us, give us strength, and keep us going on each day. and ask them to forgive us. I clear the line, and when we clear our line before we call on the Lord, he's able to answer us. And I'm just thanking this morning for life. I thank him for how he's blessing and keeping us and carrying us on and how he knows how to bless us. I thank God for each of you that is on the prayer line, and I certainly thank God for the leader.
God bless you. Thank you so much. There's another person with the praise report. The line is open.
Good morning to the prayer line. This is Mother D.B. in Richland Park, and I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness, and I thank the Lord for that praise when it said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all, I can't get to all because he's done so much for me. I can't tell it all. Healed my body so many times. I thank him for letting me wake up this morning without an ache or a pain in my body and how he keeps my heart and mind encouraged. Nobody can keep you encouraged like but the Lord. And I thank and praise. Sometimes people can tell you it's going to be all right, but when God tells you it's going to be all right, it's so much. I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank him for this prayer line. It's such an inspiration. I'd be praying that God let, just thank him for this prayer line and that this prayer line stay just like on a beautiful prayer line like it is. And it's not a gossip line, but it's a prayer line. And I thank and praise the Lord for our leader. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. Thank God.
God bless you. All right, that's wonderful. Thank you. The line is open to you. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Elect Charlotte Gray. I am thanking God for a newness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, just for a newness. Some would say a new song, a new chapter in your life, a new territory. But, Lord, I'm just thanking you for a new. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for a newness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for a newness, God. Whatever you're doing, I am thanking you for a newness. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. It is a terrific Tuesday. Back to you, Chief.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank God for you.
God bless everyone. God bless everyone. This is Dr. Pfeiffer on First Fruit Prayer Line. Praise God for morning. I tell you, just to know that you wake up with your mind stayed on Jesus is just such a blessing, such a wonderful miracle. People think God only worked miracles when he stopped hurricanes and storms and things, but it's just a miracle to me knowing that I can wake up in the morning time with my mind stayed on him. And I am praising God for his many, 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 many blessings, his many miracles. Praise God for the souls that have been coming to church lately, getting saved. The Lord has been blessing, adding to the body of Christ. We had people that hadn't been to church in over 20 years. My God. And I wonder, what could keep a person out of church so long? And they said they were looking for a church home. The little boy got up in church about 2 weeks ago, prayed, Lord, save my dad. And his dad came to church after 20 years not going to church at all. Educated people, very educated people. And the Lord, now he wants to be baptized this coming Sunday. So we are just praising God for his love and his kindness, his miracles, thanking God, just knowing that he has woke us all up this morning so we can be on the prayer line. And I just would not fail to give him thanks and glory and honor him this morning. So praise God for him. Thank God for our Chief Ambassador, late Ambassador Betty, Mother Johnson, and each and every soul on this prayer line. Love you, love you, love you, love you, and thank God for you. God bless you, Chief Ambassador.
Thank you so much. Is there another one? A praise report.
Yes, Chief Ambassador Smith, and praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I thank God because he causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. I just want to praise him because he gives you whatever you ask in his name. Whatever you desire, we pray long as it lines up with his word, and his word is real, he will do it. I thank God for favor with God this morning, that he loved me so much that he breathed the breath of air in my lungs. And I got up this morning, not coughing. I got up this morning, no one had to get me up, praise the Lord. No one had to tell me to put my clothes on. I knew my right hand from my left hand, and I know how to start my day. And as I begin to walk this morning, I begin to say, Lord, I thank you that you're ordering my steps. And I praise God to know someone that while you wet yet speaking, he's already manifesting what's in your heart. And I thank God that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. That he thought of me, I'm being personal, he thought of me when he made his day. He thought of me, hallelujah, glory to God. And then he equipped me with the right clothes to put on. Got on my helmet, on my shoes, my breastplate, and my shield of faith, and my loins are already girded about with truth. And now he said, come forth and go forth on the day. I have an assignment on this day that the Lord has made. And knowing on this assignment, he'll never send me anywhere that he's not with me. So I praise God for this day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. On my assignment to give God the glory. And I thank God already in advance for the soul that's going to come to Christ. I'm thanking him already in advance for a word that's going to come forth out of my mouth, which is his word, is going to transform somebody's life today, that will lift up somebody's head today. And I'm so excited just to be a part of it. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just want to shout. Jesus, I just want to say, hallelujah this morning. Glory, 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 glory. I just want to stay in his presence. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Wonderful. Wonderful. Beautiful. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Is there another one who has a praise report this morning? All right, go ahead.
Morning. Waking me up, but maybe beyond travel to prayer line. I thought it was a treatment. You know, right now, I think that they can send a blessing, and sometimes even though they get these blessings, they just feel blessed us and they keep it down. So I thank you for a failure. They've been watching on me all the time. And thank God, may that be like you working through the God. You feel that you don't lose us. And that's your sacred stuff. I've taken crazy that because it's been on the prayer line this morning. And I think everybody's kind of like, let's thank God because he's a good God. God bless everyone.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister Peterson. Let me deviate just for a moment. I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar. I want to read this to you, and I want to get your take on this. Everyone, this is Psalms 107. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And it says, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then the next verse says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let me read both of those again, and then I'm going to open up the line. I want to see what you think about that. Tell me what that means to you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. All right? I'm opening up the line now. Come off of mute and tell me what that means to you. Amen. The word of God is right. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. All right. The line is open to you. Anybody? Talk on that and help the people who are listening all around the world.
Hey,
go ahead.
God bless you, Chief, for that scripture. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Daha, praise God. That is exactly what we're doing this morning, giving thanks. And, you know, just to know how good God is and that his mercy never runs out. His mercy never runs low. His mercy is always there to support you. His mercy is there forever and ever and ever. So why wouldn't you give thanks to a merciful God? Oh, my goodness, just to think about God's mercy. The mercies of God never runs out. Our mercy run out. Our patience run out. But just to give thanks to a God that know you inside out, that built you and made you in the likeness of his image, knowing that you need to give thanks. That's what we were created for, was to give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy, his mercy. Don't forget it. That scripture is delicious. That scripture is wonderful. Oh, give thanks. Don't forget, because when you think about how good it is, you say, oh, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And then it goes on down and it says, let the redeemed, we're the redeemed. We're the ones with salvation. We're the ones that's his children. We're the ones that he called dear children. We're the ones that he said, if you turn from your wicked ways, humble yourself. We're the ones that have turned. So we want to acknowledge him and let the world know that there is a Savior out there. There is a merciful God. Hallelujah, a merciful God that will not. And we cannot forget his benefits. We cannot forget what God has done for us. Before we can thank him for one mercy, he has blessed us with 10 more. So I think that is a wonderful scripture this morning. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. My God, that's what we are created to do, is to thank him and thank him and thank him. And that's what the blog line exhibits. Is thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's what we get to do, is to thank a merciful God. God bless you.
God bless you. And Ambassador Dr. Pfeiffer, it says, as you just touched it also, that part that says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Are y'all redeemed on the line?
Okay.
It says, say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Yeah, the enemy was trying to sift you as wheat, trying to destroy you. But God saved you and took you out of the hand of the enemy. You're supposed to say something. Amen. I'm opening up that to you. Anybody else have a praise report right now? If you want to say something, are you redeemed? You remember how you were in the world, and God redeemed you from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The line is open to you.
Amen. Amen. This is Sister Laren in Grand Rapids, area code 616. And I am just thanking the Lord today. This scripture is exactly what I'm feeling this morning, that I'm just thankful to God for his faithfulness. I'm thankful to God for his commitment to me. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That lets me know that I'm his, that I was bought with a price. It did not come free, but I have been redeemed, and that God has already given us the victory. And if we have been bought, if we have been saved, then we need to tell others. We need to tell of the goodness of Jesus. We need to give thanks unto him, not even because, you know, he bought us or we've been redeemed, but just because God is, because he is good, because he is who he is. He is faithful. He loves us. He commits to us, even when we don't commit fully to him. And I'm just thankful thankful unto God for redeeming me and for his goodness and just being who he is this morning. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank God for you also. My God, it had to be the Lord. It had to be the Lord here.
Amen.
I'm asking you all to give praise reports, and then the Lord allows me to see the 107th Psalms that says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. God says, he's speaking to y'all. He says, I've been good to you.
Amen.
I want you to give thanks unto me. I've been good to you. And I've given you mercy. You should have been dead 20 years ago. And I gave you mercy. Why? Because I redeem you, and I said, let the redeemed of the Lord say something. Say so. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Who did I redeem you from? I redeemed you from the enemy. And open your mouth and say something about what I did for you. Don't just be so busy that you can't say nothing about me. That's what he's saying. And he must have shown me that. In fact, I think I'm going to adopt that for our praise reports. Amen. Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy, yeah, endureth forever. Yeah, that's all you're living off of. Because if you receive everything that you really deserve, you wouldn't be here on this prayer line. His mercy endureth forever. And you've been redeemed by him, so let the redeemed of the Lord say something. Say so, whom I redeem you from the hand of the enemy. All right, I'm open to the line for a couple more praise reports. Let the redeemed of the Lord say something. Amen. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Mother, we've been missing you.
I thank God for bringing me out of the darkness into the marvelous light. I thank God for just, you know, he just took me all the way to Aruba and back. He allowed me to see my 74th birthday. And I just been all around, and I thank God for just giving me strength to come back home. Oh, I just give him thanks. I give him thanks when I was gone. I tell you, I praise the Lord every day. I witness every day. I just thank his God for all that he has done for me and what he has brought me from. I don't know about y'all, but God is a good God. And he's brought me out of the darkness into the marvelous light. And I don't have nothing to be ashamed of. And I just thank him and praise him. And everybody on the prayer line is doing fine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, the Lord, with you. Praise the Lord with you, Mother. And God bless you. Good to hear your voice. Amen. We'll take one more. One more. Anybody else have a praise report, have a testimony about Jesus? The line is open to you.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. I do honor Chief Ambassador Johnson on this morning and each and every one that's on the line. I praise God because I do give him thanks on this morning for my life, health, and strength, realizing it is the mercy of God that I have not been consumed. And I am just so grateful that I have been redeemed, and the Lord has been good to me. Through many things, trials, tribulations, ins and outs, God has saw me through. And I'm so grateful on this morning because all in all, I'm so glad not only did I choose him, but most of all that he chose me. And I'm asking God to continue to remember me. Many things going on taking place, but God is good to me and I praise him for.
Ah, thank you, Jesus. Beautiful. God bless you. Down there in Texas, am I right? Dr.
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes,
sir. Excuse me. And you're down there in Texas, amen. Is it hot down there, Mother?
Not right now. It's cooled down.
That's enough to give him praise right there for. I remember we lived in Texas for about 30 years, amen. It was nothing to get 107 degrees. Sometimes in the summer, we I just, so give thanks. Amen. God bless you. All right. We have time this morning. We're moving to our prayer request. Is there anyone who would like to take that for the chief this morning and get the prayer request? If so, the line is open to you. If not, then we'll come back and get the prayer request. Anyone want to do that? Just seek a willing worker. Anyone? Right. God bless
you. Good morning. This is Ambassador Lex Charlotte Gray. I can start with the first three. I know I mean Sister Sheila or Sister Latanya, Sister Jennifer, Sister Laren on the line. I can start with the first three. I'm available.
All right. Anybody with a prayer request? That's good. Everybody, all your prayers have been answered. Amen.
Sister Peterson spoken.
Go ahead, Sister Charlotte.
I got it, Sister Peterson. I'm blowing you a kiss. Mwah. Got
thank
you.
You.
Unspoken. God
bless you. Bless you.
All right,
is anyone else?
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for me and my children. God bless you.
Good morning, Sister Lucille. Don't want to forget you. God bless you. Be standing thank by,
you.
Darling. I'd like to see
you,
I thought.
Mother Dixie, I'd like to request prayer for my niece, Rose Garnett. She has had a couple of strokes, and she's sleeping a lot, and I'm just requesting prayer for her that the Lord bless her and heal her body.
Got you. Rose Garnett?
Yes, please.
Is that your mother? Just one second, Mother Wilson. Do we want to get prayer for these first three first? Chief, you let me know which way.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why don't we stop and get prayer?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, why don't we stop and get prayer?
Okay. Father, as I just come to your throne of grace, humbly, God, humbly, Lord, the throne of grace is such a precious thing, Lord Jesus, not to be taken for granted. Lord, I thank you for the time that is set aside for prayer requests this morning. Lord, I thank you for Mother Peterson, Lord Jesus, that she's coming forth her unspoken prayer, God. She is chiming in, Lord Jesus, looking for a healing, Lord Jesus, looking for a deliverance, God, looking for you, God. In all areas of her life, her children's life, Lord, she stands in the gap of others, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. As you touch her, Lord, strengthen her, Lord, encourage her and continue to love on her, God. Fill her up, Lord Jesus, with all that she needs, God, from you, Lord. But as we reach up our hands to you, God, as we touch together, Lord Jesus, God, I ask you to strengthen Mother Peterson, Lord, and whatever that unspoken prayer request that she is making it known to you, God. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity, Lord, just to reach out to you this morning, God. As we lift up the second prayer request, it was Sister Digby, Lord. She is praying for her niece, Rose Garnett. She's sleeping a lot, Lord. She's concerned about her, Lord Jesus. Thank you for mothers in this day and time who are concerned not only about their own children, but our nieces and nephews, community activists, children in the neighborhood, children in the church. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for mothers standing in the gap, praying, Lord. Touch Sister Garnett, Lord. Whatever the reason is, if she's sleeping, God, you know, Father. Strengthen her, Lord. God, as Sister Lucille chimed in, Lord Jesus, praying for her and her children. Thank you, Lord, for that labor of love, God. Continue to encourage. Continue to give Sister Lucille insight, God. Continue to feel her, Lord Jesus, God. As the message went forth about stepping out the boat, Lord Jesus, God. Teach us, Lord, on this line through training, Lord, through fasting, through prayer, God, that we've got to move from where we came, Lord. We are in a war, Lord Jesus, God, and we've got to stand in agreement, Lord Jesus, God, and believe what your word says, that my children, every single last one of them will be saved. Lord, bless her, Lord Jesus. Bless her. She's a caretaker, Lord Jesus, God. She takes care of her family members, God. But nevertheless, God, you see her alone, Lord Jesus, God. Strengthen her and love her and encourage her, Lord Jesus, God. Help her to believe it, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we stand in agreement with her. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn it back over to the next person. I believe Mother
Wilson.
I was going to say Willie. I said W.A. Mother Wilson was, and Sister Laren had the next two.
All right. Go ahead, Mother Wilson.
God bless you. I'm requesting prayer for a family that's got father got burned up on last week. He has two sons, and one of them is an invalid. And then he didn't grow no bigger than maybe a two-year-old child. But he left them, he got them out of the house, and told him to go across the street while he went back in the house. And when he went back in, he didn't make it back out. So I'm requesting prayer for him, the family, and also for my babies. They are catching cold. On the last night when we was on the block line, on the line for the ambassadors, one of them coughed and she had a real hot fever. So I'm asking prayer for her that God will bless them. These twins, one, when one gets sick, they don't want to act like he's sick, but he's not. But we're just looking to the Lord for all he can do for us. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother. I have that down for your grandchildren and for, I believe you said, the father of the family of the father, correct?
Yes. Got burned up.
And I want to pray for that family. Do you know the name of the family?
Bonners. They are bonners.
Thank you so much. Okay, Sister Lauren, I believe I heard you next. God bless you, young lady.
Thank you, amen. Good morning. I am just requesting prayer for myself, for my mind, that God's will be done in my life, amen, that he gives me direction, and also praying still for my family restoration and my children. Thank you.
Done, done, and done. Got you. Is there one more to get into this three?
This is Darlene Garnett. The question prayer for my son, Tyree, and for the church for prayer line, and for Liberty Brother.
I heard your son, Tyree's first for prayer line. What was the last one?
First Lady Daddy.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you, young lady. I have those three. Is there anyone that wants to pray for these next three? Okay, me and my son are standing here together, so he wants me to pray for him as well. So I will go ahead and take this next three. Father, again, Lord, as we reach the throne of grace, God, Lord, thank you for the ability to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that each one of us individually, God, you are using us. You're restoring us, God. You're rebuilding. Lord, thank you for First Fruit Prayer Line, God, in general. Lord, as we lift up, Mother Wilson is praying for the Bonner family, Lord Jesus. She's praying for the children of that family that suffered a loss, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we're praying for that family, Lord, also look on her family, her grandchildren, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the grandmother, Lord, who continues to intercede not only for her children but her grandchildren, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the prayer request that she is making known before you, God, asking, Lord Jesus, for healing, Lord, through both families, God, double gifts here, Lord Jesus, God. Lord, as they look to you, Father, for children and her grandchildren are praying, Lord Jesus, along with her, God, they are believing, Father, for your everlasting and grace and mercy, God. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for Sister Lynn, Lord, as she is praying for her mind, God. I want to pray, Lord Jesus, continue for her redevelopment, Lord Jesus. She is praying for her family, God. I believe she said restoration, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the R-E in the beginning, God, because it means previous and beginning, Lord. I thank you, God, that you're the ending, Lord Jesus, the middle and the beginning, God. It ties together, Lord. I thank you for the threefold prayer, Lord. Even as Sister Garnett is praying for her son, Tyrese, and praying for First Lady Betty, Lord Jesus, God. All three are interceding for others, God, and themselves, God. If you could remember these prayer requests, Lord, all six of them, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, thank you, God. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, God. It is a blessing to be able to pray for your mind, for your children, for your grandchildren. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity of First Fruit. Thank you for the laborers on this line who are consistent and coincide and patient, Lord Jesus, and available, Lord Jesus, God, as we stand together, Lord, like a circle, God, it's being prophesied on this line. We're going to stand together, Lord, before you, God. Even on this line, we're joining hands, God. We're lifting up the name of Jesus, God. Let these prayer requests be made known before you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Lord, we need to hear the testimonies, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They're going to come back, Lord, and tell the testimonies of these prayer requests, Lord, on restoration and refill, Lord Jesus, God, receiving the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And my son, Angelo, thank you, Lord, for blessing him. Amen. Turn it back over to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. We still have a little bit more time here. We can receive many more prayer requests. If you have one, make it known. Otherwise, we'll move to another area here. All right.
This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas, area code 325. Requesting prayer for my husband, Elder Johnson, in the nursing home. For the Lord to touch and heal him since he lost his sister, and he just can't seem, he seems like he's just kind of down. And I'm asking God to touch him and heal him. Issues going on in the nursing home that are not right, and I'm having to deal with that. So I'm asking you to remember my husband and remember me that God will give me direction.
We certainly will, Mother. God bless you. Why is there anybody else who would like to have prayer?
Hey, man. This is Ambassador-elect Harold Darden, area code 616, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, sir, I would just request prayer for First Fruit family, number one, and also for Ambassador Johnson, yourself, and also for First Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and also for your executive board. I pray that the Lord will just strengthen them because they need all the strength in the world, Lord. And I just ask that the Lord, you know, just lead them. That's my prayer request.
My God, I wonder, you know, I feel the anointing on you for that. Man, if you would take that assignment this morning, I'd appreciate it. Let me see if we can get prayer for Ambassador-elect Johnson down there at 325 area code. She is requesting for prayer for her husband in the nursing home. And he lost a sister. You can imagine that he's going through in the nursing home. And the loss of his sister, I'm sure, was devastating to him because he feels like he has nobody else. So why don't you have compassion on somebody and pray for Ambassador-elect Johnson down there in Texas and her husband who lost her sister in the nursing home.
Lord, I'll take that, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stern, and I will pray for Ambassador-elect Johnson, is it?
Yes, no.
Yes, yeah. I feel that compassion. I've been there. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I do feel those infirmities. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, and God, we just want to continue to praise you. And oh God, the scripture that was given to us in our seminar on today, that your mercy endureth forever. And God, this morning, we know that your mercy is upon, amen, Ambassador Johnson, a woman of God who's been travailing a long time, God. And you have not forgotten about her labor of love. But God, this morning, we ask that you put your loving arms of protection around her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you say, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. And God, sometimes in the natural, it don't seem like our burdens are light, but oh God, in the spirit realm, her burdens are light, because we as the saints of God and the first fruit family, oh God, is bearing her burdens with her in the name of Jesus. And now, oh God, you see in that nursing home, we pray right now, God, that you touch your husband. Oh, God, touch Brother Johnson in that nursing home. God, we know that you can lift him up. God, we know that you can heal him in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as he go through, oh, God, reminiscing on his sister, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that you will lift up a bowed down head. We pray, oh, God, that, that people will surround him that are saved and full of the Holy Spirit. And now, God, we come and we put that nursing home in your head. Oh, God, nothing can change it but prayer. And the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We put, oh, God, that ministration in your head. We pray, oh, God, that you turn